producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. We have the better part of an hour left with one another to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. We're talking with Joanne, who's got a perfectly relevant and timely question about gift giving and changing the paradigm. And for, it sounds like, a bunch of years, she has three nephews that she sent $20 to on their birthday and $50 to at Christmas. And that's been going on for quite some time. The kids at this point are 30, 27, and 17. And so what was the plan, Joanne? What did you want to do going forward?
Well, I also, the last few years, have been giving a large gift card to my sister for at a grocery store because of the family just struggles. Primarily because I think it's because most of them don't work in the house. What I was thinking is this year is just scaling back and just giving a family gift card to a grocery store, and in the future just continue to do the birthdays, but just scale back for the Christmas and do that when I want to do that.
Okay. How much have you traditionally sent to your sister for the grocery store?
$200 or $300.
How much were you planning to do this year?
Somewhere around there, $200 or $300.
Okay. All right. So basically, the change that you're talking about is just not sending each of the boys $50 for Christmas.
That's correct.
All right. Well, first of all, a gift is not a contract, so you can do whatever you want to do. Have you ever missed a year? So how many years would you say you've been sending $50 to the boys?
I would probably say at least 6-7 years.
Okay. Well, so that makes it a slightly different issue, because 6 or 7 years means that the oldest was already 23 before you started sending him money. I was hoping it had been since, you know, they were like 8 or 10.
I was doing gifts before that.
Got it. Okay. Listen, the global statement is you can do whatever you want to do. Is there a reason? Are you having more financial issues this year, or you just decided? Do the boys write you thank you notes?
No, I do get calls. Their mother makes sure that I get calls. No financial problems for me. I'm frankly just agitated with the family situation about
they're not working.
That's correct, including
okay.
My husband.
All right. As I said, you can do whatever you want, but given the fact that it sounds like you just assume not run afoul of the family. Which would be really tacky on their part, but certainly not unknown. What you may want to do is send a card to. Send a card to the boys. Here's what I do. I would send a card. I would send a card to your sister saying, if last year, let's say you sent $200 last year. Okay, what I would do is say. And I'm just picking a number. I would send $250 this year, with a note saying instead of giving money to each of the boys individually, I decided since I would increase the I would sort of do a family so you can have a special Christmas dinner include them. And first of all, anybody who's tacky enough to say, well, wait a minute, you owe us, you don't owe anybody anything. Number one. Number two, the way. You don't have to do that, but if you increase the amount of money that you send to your sister with the idea being, look, I know you guys, you don't even have to say it, that you guys are having trouble, that here, instead of sending individual gifts this year, I thought I'd just send one for the family. And if you increase it a little bit, it doesn't have to be the whole $150 that you're sort of subtracting from the boys. of just saying, you know, I don't think you have to say anything. You can increase a little bit. You don't actually have to do anything. What you can do is just send whatever you want to whomever you want to. And if anybody objects about it, of saying, gee, we didn't get anything from this year, you can just say, gee, I just thought, you know, it was time for, you guys are grown-ups now, and I was sending you stuff instead of presents, but you guys are old enough to now provide, you know, your own presents. And you know, I assume all of you are working, so you can buy whatever you want, and you can help support the family.
Perfect.
Okay, and if you get a grief about it, then what I would do is send the boys, instead of sending them $20 on their birthday, I would send them a card. And if they say, well, gee, you used to send us $20, say, you guys were so ungenerous about Christmas, I felt that there was nothing that I could, you know, that I wanted to acknowledge that I knew it was your birthday, but it seemed like no matter what I sent or didn't send, you guys were not very grateful for it. You know, I don't think a gift is a contract. I think you could do whatever you want to do. But saying to the boy, I mean, these are 30-year-old and 27-year-old, and as you say, they're not supporting the family. And, I mean, your $50 is probably not going to do a whole lot. But they're old enough to provide not only their own $50, but they should probably be sending you stuff. And does the family ever send you any stuff?
My sister will once in a while do some baked goods. She's a terrific baker.
I mean, I look, it sounds to me that what you are is generous and getting to the point where you're feeling a doormat. And I think that a gift should never have that sense of obligation. And I would just be really stupid and cheerful about it. I would send maybe a little bit more to your sister and saying, instead of doing individual gifts now that the boys are old enough to support themselves, I just thought I would send a little bit more to the family so you can have a little bit extra for Christmas dinner. And if the boys object, I mean, first of all, how can you call up your favorite aunt and say you didn't send me any money for Christmas? I mean, they can't. And if they do that, they're thugs. And what you can do about the birthday is depend on, I mean, my whole deal is the first time I don't get a thank you note is the last time you get any gift. That, and what I'll say is, well, it seems like it wasn't something that was very important to you because I didn't even hear from you. So I just figured if you didn't particularly care about it and it was costing me money and time, that I would just, I didn't want you to feel obligated, which you obviously don't. So I just stopped doing it. I mean, a gift is not a contract. It's saying this is something I want you to have.
That's wonderful. That's what I was leaning towards.
It sounds like with your sister that there's a whole other issue here, which is I'm delighted to be able to provide a lovely meal for you. And yeah, here's another possibility, is that you can send them each a gift certificate that you handwrite that says, when you come and visit me, I'll take you out for dinner.
Okay.
Do you like that?
That sounds great. That sounds great.
Yeah, so I mean, so what you're saying, because you're right. If you do nothing, there's probably going to be some fallout, and who needs that? And the issue is not to punish anybody. The issue is to say, guys, you're old enough to be supporting yourself, to be contributing to the household, and maybe even to be paying, to be gifting me. I'm your lovely aunt. So send them a little handwritten note that says, "Good for a dinner with Auntie Joanne and the restaurant of your choice when you come to visit."
Wonderful. That sounds great. All right. Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Yeah, this look, the other thing I was going to say to Joanne, which it doesn't really apply in this particular case, is if you're going to change the paradigm for gift giving, you can't do it 2 weeks before Christmas, because what you'll do is cause grief. In this particular case, I think that's a whole other issue. But if, for example, you decide this is the year we're not going to do gifts, my family is always doing that. As soon as they get the stuff for me, they'll send me an email saying, this year we decided not to do gifts. And even my kid figured this out when she was about 6. And, Mom, why are we doing this? Because I wanted to. And if you want to do it, do it. But again, a gift is not a contract. A gift does not do if then. I will send you this if you then send me back or you're grateful or whatever. A gift is just a gift. And if the deal is, I want you to reciprocate, or I want you to be grateful, or I want you to say thank you, then you need to make that part of the deal, because then it's a contract. The gift just says, here, I want you to have this. Bah humbug. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. All right, so we've got about 40 minutes or so, about 35 minutes left. So if there's something that you need to chat with me about, please do call 855-99-375. All right, so we were talking about protests, and as I'm of the generation that we never found, you know, that we never met a protest that we weren't interested in protesting something. But we were fair weather friends. I mean, we were, and you know, it's really interesting. We were talking last week, Manny, about the fact that so many of the movies this year, not only mainstream movies, but documentaries and animation and independent films, all have to do with protests.
Yeah.
All over the world, whether from the women's movement or Arab Spring or Selma or even Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, you know, the Winter Soldier. I mean, there are all these Fury, American Sniper. I mean, it is what the theme of movies is this year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's the nice thing about being an American, and it was really interesting watching all these, is realizing that I can go out and say, you know, I don't like this, and I'm not worried about being put in jail. I'm not worried about being shot. I'm not worried about being tear gassed these days. Although as a kid, that was a slightly different issue, but that I'm, you know, that it's not a worrisome thing, and in some ways, it's kind of fun. Because you're around like-minded people, and sometimes it's more serious than others, and there are always people who like to protest for the sake of protesting. I think there are people who are professional protesters, but by and large, I mean, we're really incredibly fortunate in that we live in a country where you can make a fuss, and it's not a life-threatening kind of decision. All right, so. Let's hear what other people said that they would protest.
Well, let's see. Let's go to Amy. She says she would like to protest against bullying, animal cruelty, child abuse. And she goes, I could go on and on.
All right. Well, let me do these one at a time. All right. The first was bullying. And let me just tell you, and this is going to get me some serious grief, but it seems to me that there are two ways of looking at bullying.
Mm-hmm.
One is that you focus on the bully, and the other is that you focus on the victim. The advantage about focusing on the victim is that if you empower somebody, then they don't have to worry about bullying. That it's impossible to bully somebody who is not willing to view themselves as a victim.
Right.
And I think by putting such an emphasis on the bullying, that we make victims feel even more victimized. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because there are always going to be bullies. And you simply cannot, and I guess maybe that's part of the message of protest, is there's this one wonderful statement by a father of a 24-year-old man in Syria who was actually murdered, who was actually killed. And he said, why have we not figured out that the government is small? We are the giants. There are more of us. And if you watch some of these movies, especially like World War II movies, you're thinking, there's so many of the victims and so few of the bullies that at some point just deciding, I'm not going to put up with this anymore, would have changed everything. I mean, at one point there's this terrific line in Exodus, Gods and Kings, which I thought was a terrific movie. I know a lot of people are fussing about it, and it's not a perfect movie. But there's one statement where Tom Edgerton, who's playing Prince of Egypt, the Israelites have just left with Christian Bale as the general. And one of his lieutenants says, well, how are we going to have 4,000 soldiers capture 400,000 slaves? And his answer was, we're not going to capture anybody. But my focus was 4,000 to 400,000. Man, you know, you've got numbers on your side.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, you know, bullets, although the Egyptians obviously didn't have bullets. But if it gets, part of it depends on how far you're willing to go. And I'm certainly not suggesting that anybody is suicidal or that anybody in this country really has much of a sense of how we protest, because it's a whole different phenomenon here.
Right.
But my problem about focusing on bullying is that it somehow makes the victims feel even less empowered. And if we can say to people, you cannot be bullied if you're not willing to be intimidated, if you're willing to say, I'm not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what we need to teach people a bit more.
Give them some confidence. Just, you know, yeah. Build them up.
And say, all right, you know, or saying, you know, I'm not playing. Tee-hee.
Yeah.
So there. All right.
And then the second one that she added was animal cruelty.
Well, yeah, and certainly, and that's one of those situations where you're talking about somebody, that in children, is that people who cannot defend themselves.
Yeah.
And I agree. And apparently, Prince William is doing that today. He's then speaking out against animal cruelty.
Hmm. Good. Let's see. We have Glenda says, I would protest lack of tolerance. Sometimes people protest without purpose. And she says, and she posted this on Friday, I believe. And she goes, as you suggested yesterday, so she was referring to Thursday, regarding Wall Street, find commonality, caring, and compromise.
Could you start that one again?
She goes, I would protest lack of tolerance. Sometimes people protest without purpose.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's lack of tolerance. I think that's just lack of focus. But, okay, keep going. I guess that's what confused me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then she goes, find commonality, caring, and compromise. She says, surprising solutions will follow.
I agree. And that's one of the things that we were talking about last week, of finding that you want protest groups. I get part of it, and she may have been, we were talking about, we did an interview with Mary Doerr, who has done a documentary called She's Beautiful When She's Angry, which is about the women's movement. And my comment to her was that, first of all, I think it's a really good documentary. I really liked it a lot. But either it made me cry or cringe by various moments in it. And the good news was how nonviolent, and this was from 1966 to 1971. There was no internet. There were essentially mimeograph machines and stamps. And how do you start a national movement? That today you start a national movement by pressing send.
Yeah.
But that it wasn't the situation then. It was just much more complicated. But I said, I think one of the huge failings of the women's movement is that we didn't help men understand why it was in their best interest. And that's a huge failing. That's half the population. And part of what the documentary documents is how do you start a movement that is about women, and then how do you deal with the differences that people have, which is lesbians and gays and transsexuals? How do you deal with differences in income? How do you deal with racial issues? How do you deal with religious issues? How do you deal with national issues? We'll be back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about protests, and it seems particularly relevant this time of year because, as I've mentioned, in looking at the year's output of movies, whether we're talking about documentaries or animation or fantasies or comic books or comedies, anything, that this year is the year of the protest. And then if you live in a big city, you're very likely running into protests that have to do with racial issues, about economic issues, that that fast food chains are protesting, that Occupy Wall Street has... They're actually shooting a movie about it. And one of the reasons I know they're shooting a movie about it is that I had to detour like three blocks out of the way because I lived down in that area. And I was coming home one night. Let me tell you that any sympathy I had for them evaporated when you have to. It was cold and rainy and windy, and I had to detour. I said, "I live across the street." I said, "Sorry, miss." "Ma'am." I said, "Sorry, ma'am." I'm thinking, "I pay taxes here. You don't." Which, of course, is that's my response. "I pay taxes. You don't." They still made me go around. What can I tell you? All righty. So we're talking about things that people would protest. Let's hear what else.
One person says lack of free quality education.
Lack of free quality education?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what we have? I mean, are you feeling that it's not the quality is the issue? Are they talking about the United States? Are they talking about the United States or not?
That's kind of the sense that I get, that it's more of the protesting, the quality level, I guess. That's what they might...
Well, listen, one of the ways to get involved is get involved with the school system, that we can enrich it. That this is the country that educates the highest percentage of its population, not only in the world right now, but historically. And it's crucial. It's crucial, you know, in a democracy, you need an informed electorate. So, I don't know exactly what you're referring to, and I think that that there are always those issues that suggest that, one of the issues we have here, which drives me nuts, is a very strong teachers union. And it's not that I'm anti-union, it's not even that I'm anti-teachers or anti-teachers union, but there's a union where people have been put on probation for any one of a number of things. And they continue to pay their salary, and there's this whole thing where there's this room downtown that's actually not a room, that there are like several hundred teachers that have been for misconduct or all sorts of things, and they're continued to be paid. And I find that a scandal. I find that if I were in a union, I would be so unhappy with my union, because a union is the greatest good for the greatest number, and having thieves and liars and cheats as part of who you protect seems to me to be not only anti-union but anti-good sense. I mean, why would you want to include people that are the lowest not even lowest common denominator, but are against everything that you as an individual stand for? I mean, the teachers are certainly the cornerstone of our society, and whether they're underpaid or not is not the issue. I mean, the idea that you would have people who were not only accused, but were actually, what's the word? It was proven of sexual misconduct, and continue to pay them. Why would you want any association with them whatsoever?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and it goes on. It's not only here. It's just here. It's because it's a big city, and it's the biggest city, that maybe it's a bigger problem, but. I mean, what you want is coming together to foster the best of you, not the worst of you.
Yeah. Sharon says she'd like to protest income inequality.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, you know, that... Here's my issue. That we live in a capitalist society, which says that you can earn as much money as you can earn, and you should earn it legally and morally.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no objection to that. My issue is twofold. That first of all, people who perpetuated the greatest economic calamity in the history of the United States, none of them have ever seen the inside of a courtroom, let alone the inside of a prison. And where we have these internet clowns, and some of them are probably evil. I mean, the guy from Apple who was selling Apple secrets, and that's certainly espionage on a commercial level.
Yeah,
he's going to prison for it, and he's gotten fined $4.5 million, which is probably a drop in a bucket. But nevertheless, good. But I mean, that's such a minor kind of thing compared to like Enron. And none of those guys have ever seen any prosecution, as I said, a courtroom, any prison. And they nearly brought the country to its knees and cheated gobs of people. And that drives me crazy that there's... And Occupy Wall Street, I think that's a legitimate issue. The issue that some people make an obscene amount of money is troublesome, but not illegal. But people who cheat and do illegal things that are not prosecuted. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And especially since I pay my, you know, I pay my stupid taxes every year. And, I mean, partially because, you know, I'm a moral, patriotic human being, and partially because I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
And we won't talk about which of those is the stronger. But the idea that these guys can literally get away with it drives me nuts. But I don't object to people making a lot of money. I really don't. I do object, you know, and I do think there needs to be a corporation that makes billions of dollars in profit should understand that there is, if not a legal, at least some kind of moral obligation to, if not share the wealth, at least not rip your people off.
Right.
If nothing else, it would seem to me it's not good business.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know. Go ahead.
Dave says he wants to protest against homelessness and hunger, which I think is
well, this is a good time of year to do it. You know, yeah, this is a good time of year. I think that for an awful lot of us, I look around for organizations. I just got in a big argument with somebody because this is the time of year where, like a lot of people, I disperse funds before the end of the year from my foundation. And to try and find ones that have the lowest overhead, in other words, the highest percentage of the actual dollars I give go to the recipients, as opposed to go to overhead. And there was this argument that said that was the wrong way of looking at things. That fundraising was, you know, that fundraising used some dollars but contributed dollars. And I said that's disingenuous. That fundraising is one thing; paying your executives millions and millions of dollars is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So this was somebody who is trying to defend something that I think is indefensible. But yeah, I agree. And there are go on. I think what's it called? Give American Express has a list. The only problem about that, which I do have a minor problem with, is that they'll take 2 or 3%, whatever it is. But what is it called? Give. Let me see if I can find it. But it's a good place to start because it'll tell you who the organization is, who the officers are, how much they give away. You know, let's see if I can find it. I think I can find it. Just Give.
Okay.
I think it's American Express. And the good news, I found them 1 year because one year I discovered that I was doing this New Year's Eve or something, and it was a weekend, and I couldn't buy stamps. And there was one, and I was sending out checks, and there was one where I had like 40 cents worth of 1 cent stamps. I looked like I was a lunatic, so I decided that being able to do it online and they'll just send out the checks is a much better way of doing it. It also is much easier in terms of finding out who I gave what. But so it's Just Give is the name of it.
Yeah.
There's also one called I think it's called. There's another one that does. It's Give Something. Let's see if I can find it. It gives the money directly. It just gives, let's see, it's Give, I don't know. I'll find it by tomorrow. But it's one of those situations that just gives money. Okay. It essentially has no overhead. If you say, I want to give Manny $1,000, it's mostly for third world countries, but they said, if you want to give Manny $1,000, we'll just give him $1,000. The problem about it is finding out whether or not that actually, they haven't been doing it long enough that to see whether or not it actually has an impact or not.
Right.
But that's always appealed to me. Is if the problem is poverty, then you give people money. I mean, there also makes some sense that you educate them. And like Heifers International, I think it's one of the things we've got on our Facebook page, too, is about charities and who's your favorite charity and why. But at Heifer, actually, you buy livestock for people.
Okay.
We can talk about, I'll find the name of the, I think, is it Just Give? I think it's maybe Just Give. At any rate, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let's hear protest. What else are we going to protest? What do people think is worth protesting?
My Facebook screen got a little scrolled out of sorts.
Oh no, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, let's see. We got one person that says bullies of any sort. We already kind of went over that.
Yeah, and look, folks, think about bullying a different way. Think about empowering kids rather than sort of punishing bullies. Because my argument is that most bullies are really have been bullied. you know, that's how they learn it, whether it's at home or someplace else. It's just insecurity sort of acting out. So by empowering victims, then you don't have bullies anymore.
Right. Yeah. Stephanie says animal abuse and unnecessary euthanization for homeless animals. 10 million animals are euthanized each year, and many of these kill shelters aren't even at full capacity. It has to stop.
Yeah, and I don't. You know, I think part of it is sterilization of animals, and part of it is just increasing the number. Anybody that I know who is ever interested in a pet, I say, let's go to the shelter.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, Janet says, right here, right now is a defining moment, and she goes # I can't breathe. Of course, we can certainly figure out what that is certainly referring to.
Yep.
And then let's see. I think the name is pronounced Zelina. She says industrial farming. She wants to protest against that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the problem is, if you look at that and then you combine it to feeding the poor of the world, I mean, you see where the conflict becomes. That I think everybody is in favor emotionally of the small farmer. But it turns out to not be, although there's some arguments against that, and they're not terribly clear, but that there are ways. I think the clue is how to make small farming profitable for the farmer and as an efficient way of feeding people. Mm. If you could do that, then you don't have to worry about industrialized farming. Until you do, if you've got, on the one hand, starving people, and on the other hand, a very expensive way of giving them a pound of grain, as opposed to a very inexpensive way of giving them a pound of grain, it's a hard argument to make. So the clue is the middle step of making small farming profitable. And once you can do that, then it doesn't have to be either or. Until you can, it's a hard argument to make, just because you've got so many people that are starving.
Yeah, and then I mentioned this to you a couple of breaks ago. Chris wants to protest against the 5-day work week.
Oh, yeah. Let's get, you know, he wants to work 6 or 7 days a week. Maybe, probably not. Probably
or two
not.
Or 3 days.
Yeah, right. Sounds more well, there are more and more people who are working out of their homes. A lot of government workers can take Monday or Friday off, and sometimes both. You know, I think we're moving in a post-industrial society. We're really moving in that direction. Although if you talk with people who are working part-time, quite often what they want to do is at least be paid for full-time work.
Right. Well, and jobs are so different. You know what I mean? You have your normal jobs, your normal, you know, blue-collar, 5-day-a-week jobs, and then you have some jobs where it's more, you know, I know just in the broadcasting business, you have sports broadcasters that work, you know, some of them might work 2 or 3 days a week, and some of them might work 6 days a week. It just kind of depends on what the duties are and what the job is.
Well, and I think, you know, to a certain extent, it's not so much the talent, which, you know, when I first started in broadcasting, I thought meant like you were talented. It doesn't. It means, it's from the Greek. It means childish, overpaid scum. And there are people like me who work, I mean, in theory, I'm on the air for 3 hours a day. That's not really terribly reflective, and I'm not really complaining because I don't have to kill my own food. My hands stay clean, and I love the work I do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's prep work, and especially if you consider the movies and theater, which I know most people consider a perk, and I don't disagree, but that certainly adds to the amount of time. But if we get, like my producer, like a Manny, that, you know, that, and it, that's changed a lot. It used to be, when I first started in broadcasting, that I would have Manny who would help me do the show, and he would get paid basically a full time. He might work with someone else on the weekends, but basically he would be primarily assigned to me and would get full time, would be a full time employer. Mm-hmm. Now my program has always been a little bit different because even from the beginning I didn't do a whole lot of guests, and booking guests is much more time consuming than not booking guests.
Right.
But still, I would have had probably a producer. I might have had an assistant as well. And now that Manny would be assigned to at least a couple of shows, and maybe more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the nature of the industry. And if he was only working on my show, he would very likely not be considered full-time.
Right.
Which means benefits. And of course, the 25% of your income is benefit is the value of benefits. So.
Yeah, and then Mike said, I think I might have mentioned this already. I would protest against people always protesting. I think I mentioned that one, right?
Of what?
When Mike commented, I would protest to people always protesting. I think I mentioned.
No,
that
he, I don't think so.
Yeah.
He Why? We love protesting.
That's, you know, that's what he
how
says.
How things change.
Yeah, he says, I would protest to people always protesting. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're talking about the professional protesters, and I think there really are, there really are people who they've never seen an issue that they weren't willing to complain about.
Right.
But I think that's a little bit different than people who feel that they have a legitimate concern. It's when the same people show up. It's like professional mourners, right? Who go to all funerals. I don't know if those really exist. They're a staple of movies, but I don't know if they really exist.
Yeah.
Although I went to a friend a bunch of years invited me to a bar mitzvah in Florida, and I went, and they had a luncheon after the ceremony, and then they had a big dinner that night. But they had a luncheon in the sanctuary, or I guess not in the sanctuary, but in the synagogue. And so I was talking to all these people, and I said, "Well, how do you know them?" Well, they didn't know them; they just came for the food. That was really true. And I thought, "Well, that was pretty interesting." Then sitting through, and I said, "Well," and I guess some of them had sat through the ceremony, but a lot of had not. They had just come for the food. So I guess if they're professional. I don't know, foodies? I don't know what they are. And for most funerals, I think there's quite often food at the home afterward, but not at the viewing. But apparently there, I don't know. That may just be one of those urban legends that there are people who go to funerals all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, I will do almost anything to avoid a funeral. I'm not a funeral girl.
Yeah, I know. They're always so tough to... I mean, because for me, it's you know, the funerals that I've been to, and the last one I went to was for my aunt. And the toughest part about it is, you know, sometimes you get to that point where you're ready to say goodbye to someone. You're accepting of it. But
yeah.
The difficult part about being at that particular funeral is you just see how hurt everybody
yeah.
else is. And that's yeah. what really kind of gets to me when
yeah.
I'm at a funeral.
Well, that's why we come together, to support each other. I'm
right.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.